Today, a bright and colourful self-portrait was announced as the winner of the Adelaide Fringe Festival post the competition. The work, painted by artist Matthew Clark, will be all over the city on posters, trams, flags and more when the festival rolls around. I caught up with Matthew at this morning's announcement and asked him to first describe his piece.
It's got my natural hairstyle and I see myself as a performance artist doing a live painting, and that's the microphone and there my legs, and I'm doing the live art painting thing.
Now, you've been painting for, is it 15 years?
Since 2005.
So you started young.
Yeah,
what got you into it?
I started when I was 18. Did it when I was at school and then decided I wanted to pursue it further, and yep.
Your style is really striking. Where did you learn this?
It's always been my natural style, but I've had influence like Basquiat, Gordon Bennett, and many great Australian artists, and Basquiat's obviously American artists. I like looking at art magazines, going to exhibitions, and seeing art and seeing that can influence me, or where I go to visit places.
You've also done a mural on the wall here.
That's my mentor, Barry Tate. We see each other every week, and he's my best art friend, and so I decided to paint him as a tribute towards him. And
are you going to send him a picture?
Yep.
Yeah? What do you think he'll think when he sees it?
I think he'll think it's pretty good. He's a big fan of my work, and we're fans of his work, and we both collected each other's work. And
excellent. You've painted yourself performing, and you want to encourage people to get along to the Fringe. How has your experience of accessing the arts been?
Well, it's good. A lot of art around, and it's good to get out of Warrnambool and see it and experience life, yeah.
Matthew Clark, artist and Adelaide Fringe Festival poster winner for 2019. Heather Kroll is the director of the Adelaide Fringe. I asked her to reflect on the message the poster tells Fringe audiences.
He's got this wonderful abstract style, and his fiery brushstrokes, they're really confident and they inspire a real sense of adventure and convey a kind of sense of risk. And I mean, there's so much about this painting that is the Fringe, and I think when people see it all over the city, we're all going to fall in love with the self-portrait of Matt ourselves.
The painting is a bit of a return to traditional painting somewhat, isn't it?
The last many years now, the Fringe has seen a lot of computer-generated graphic-style posters, and they've been fabulous, and we all love the unicorn and the balloon dog and the astronaut. You know, so many wonderful posters that have happened over the years. But this one does tip the hat a little bit to the old posters of old, the hand-painted Fringe posters.
The Fringe has been working in the last few years particularly to increase accessibility. How have you been doing that?
Well, we've been working with a lot of different organisations around South Australia to make sure that we have better accessibility across the venues at the Fringe. So for people who need wheelchair accessibility, we've been working hard to increase that in a lot of venues. We've also been working with Auslan interpreters, audio description tours for people at different shows, and also different visual art pieces. Also, we work with our ticketing team to make sure that they're very well trained in meeting people's needs when they have certain requirements when they're booking tickets. So if they need to have a companion to come with them, that's all something that we train our staff in. We actually have a special accessibility phone line for people that need to be able to get better answers around those things. We're just looking at continuous improvement in this area all the time.
Something that's also appeared, particularly in the last few years, I guess, is performers who are putting the message out there. Last year there were several shows that really advocated for people with disability. Is this being sought after, or is this just part of the open access feeling of the Fringe?
I think that there's a growing interest in shows that address themes around accessibility and disability and inclusion. And we've definitely seen an increase of shows registering in the Fringe that address these issues. And that's, you know, something that we applaud, and we do everything we can. If we have disabled artists signing up to the Fringe, we'll do everything to make sure that they find the right venue that is something that is suitable for what their needs are. And when we chose this poster, we didn't know that Matthew had a disability. But when we realised he was an artist with a disability as well, we thought, well, that just works really well with our plans around improving accessibility and inclusion and addressing disability when it comes to the arts.
Heather Kroll, director of the Adelaide Fringe.